Have you ever watched someone across the room and instantly known they were interested in you? That slight tilt of their head, the way their body angled toward you even as they spoke to someone else. These silent signals speak volumes in the language of attraction. Yet for many women, these nonverbal cues remain frustratingly difficult to interpret. Is he genuinely interested, or are you misreading his signals? The uncertainty can be paralyzing, leaving you second-guessing every interaction and potentially missing meaningful connections. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are diving into the fascinating world of nonverbal communication in romantic interactions. Understanding body language and subtle cues can transform your dating experience from a confusing guessing game into an empowering journey of connection. Whether you are navigating the early stages of dating or trying to deepen an existing relationship, the ability to accurately read and respond to nonverbal signals is perhaps the most undervalued skill in modern dating. What makes nonverbal communication so powerful is that it often reveals what words conceal. As a relationship expert, I have observed that most people unconsciously broadcast their true feelings through their body language long before they verbalize them. When a man leans in during conversation, maintains consistent eye contact, or finds small excuses for physical proximity, his body is telling a story his words might not yet express. These signals operate below conscious awareness, making them more authentic indicators of interest than carefully chosen words. The fascinating aspect is that with proper understanding, you can learn to read these signals with remarkable accuracy, giving you valuable insight into his genuine feelings. In this episode, we will explore the intricate world of nonverbal cues in romantic interactions. First, we will examine the fundamental principles that govern body language in dating contexts. Then, we will identify the most reliable clusters of signals that indicate genuine interest. We will also address common misinterpretations that lead to confusion and missed opportunities. By the end of our time together, you will have a practical framework for reading nonverbal cues with greater confidence, allowing you to navigate your romantic interactions with clarity and assurance. The uncertainty that once clouded your perceptions will give way to a newfound ability to understand what remains unspoken, but clearly communicated. Let me share a fascinating study that perfectly illustrates how we naturally pick up on these nonverbal cues. At Stanford University, researchers conducted an experiment with Jessica, a graduate student who had always considered herself particularly analytical in her approach to dating. She prided herself on paying attention to what men said rather than relying on what she considered to be unreliable gut feelings about body language. The researchers asked Jessica to participate in their study of nonverbal communication, where she watched silent video clips of speed dates. Initially, she felt frustrated, wanting to hear the conversations to make proper assessments. But as she continued observing, something remarkable began to happen. She started noticing subtle patterns, the way one person's shoulders would naturally turn toward the other, small adjustments in sitting position that decreased or increased distance, and changes in facial expressions that lasted mere seconds. What surprised Jessica most was her growing accuracy in predicting which pairs would express mutual interest. Without hearing a single word, she could identify genuine connections with 80% accuracy simply by observing body language clusters. The researchers then taught her specific cues to watch for, and her accuracy increased to 90%. Meanwhile, another group of participants who only read transcripts of the conversations, without seeing the video, achieved merely 30% accuracy in their predictions. This experience transformed Jessica's approach to her own dating life. During a coffee date the following week, instead of anxiously analyzing every word her date said, she relaxed and observed his nonverbal signals. She noticed how he mirrored her movements, maintained genuine eye contact, and oriented his body toward her consistently throughout their conversation. These silent signals gave her clear insights into his level of interest, allowing her to respond with more confidence and authenticity. This research demonstrates something crucial about romantic communication. Our bodies often reveal our true feelings before we express them verbally. By understanding these subtle cues, you can gain valuable insight into potential connections, much like Jessica did. Let us explore some common misconceptions about body language that might be preventing you from accurately reading these important signals. The fascinating insights from Jessica's experience at Stanford highlight how body language shapes our romantic interactions. Yet many of us hold misconceptions about nonverbal cues that can lead us to misinterpret potential connections. One common belief suggests that crossed arms always indicate disinterest or rejection. In reality, arm positioning often relates to physical comfort or temperature rather than emotional state. A man might cross his arms because the restaurant is cold or the chair feels awkward, while still maintaining genuine interest through other signals like leaning forward or sustained eye contact. Many women assume that a constant smile signals definite attraction, but this oversimplifies complex human behavior. Cultural background and personal temperament significantly influence how frequently someone smiles. Some highly interested men might display their attention through focused listening and thoughtful responses rather than continuous smiling. The duration of eye contact presents another area where interpretation often goes astray. While sustained eye contact can indicate interest, appropriate duration varies significantly based on cultural norms and social context. A man might briefly break eye contact due to natural conversation flow or environmental distractions, not lack of interest. Perhaps most intriguing is the misconception about mirroring behavior when someone subtly matches your posture or gestures. While some believe this only happens consciously, research shows genuine connection often produces unconscious mirroring. This natural synchronization occurs without either person planning it, making it a more reliable indicator of authentic rapport. Understanding these nuances leads us to a more sophisticated approach to reading nonverbal cues. Rather than focusing on isolated signals, we need to consider clusters of behavior and their context. Let us explore the core principles that will help you accurately interpret these subtle yet powerful messages. Understanding nonverbal signals requires more than just memorizing a list of gestures. The real power lies in recognizing patterns and understanding the deeper principles that govern human communication. Let us explore these fundamental concepts that will transform your ability to read romantic interest accurately. The first essential principle is the cluster effect. Just as a single raindrop does not make a storm, one gesture alone cannot tell the complete story. When a man is genuinely interested, he will display multiple signals simultaneously. For instance, while talking to you, he might angle his body toward you, maintain soft eye contact, and gesture more expressively than usual. These signals work together to paint a clear picture of his interest. Before interpreting any changes in behavior, you must establish a baseline. Think of this as creating a reference point, similar to understanding your normal body temperature before detecting a fever. Observe how he typically behaves in social situations. Does he naturally smile frequently? Is he generally animated when speaking? This baseline allows you to notice meaningful shifts in his behavior specifically toward you. Context plays a crucial role in interpreting these signals accurately. A man's behavior at a casual coffee shop will differ significantly from his actions in a professional setting or a loud nightclub. Environmental factors, social dynamics, and cultural backgrounds all influence how interest is expressed. A touch on your arm might carry more weight during a quiet conversation than in a crowded dance floor. Perhaps the most telling principle is progressive engagement. Genuine romantic interest typically follows an escalating pattern. You might notice he gradually positions himself closer to you throughout an evening. His eye contact becomes more sustained. His gestures become more open and inviting. This natural progression reveals authentic attraction rather than mere politeness. These principles work together synergistically. By observing clusters of signals against an established baseline, while considering context and tracking progressive engagement, you create a reliable framework for interpreting romantic interest. This systematic approach eliminates much of the guesswork from dating interactions. As you develop your understanding of these principles, you will find yourself naturally picking up on subtle cues that previously went unnoticed. Let's explore specific techniques for putting these principles into practice in real-world dating situations. Let us put these principles into action with specific techniques you can use on your next date. The first step is establishing that crucial baseline behavior during the initial moments of your interaction. When you first meet, take mental note of his general demeanor, energy level, and how he interacts with others around him. Start by observing his natural position when he is comfortable. Does he tend to lean back in his chair? Does he maintain an open posture? This becomes your reference point. As your interaction progresses, watch for shifts in his positioning. If he gradually begins leaning forward or angling his body more directly toward you, you are seeing the cluster principle in action. Pay particular attention to his eye contact pattern. A man who is romantically interested will often engage in what we call the triangle gaze, moving from your eyes to your mouth and back again. This differs from regular conversational eye contact, which tends to be more straightforward. Notice if his gaze becomes more prolonged or if he maintains eye contact even during silence. The proximity test offers another reliable indicator. If you move slightly, perhaps reaching for your drink or adjusting your position, does he unconsciously adjust to maintain the same distance between you? This mirroring often happens without conscious thought and signals genuine engagement. A man who is interested will naturally find reasons to decrease the physical space between you over time. Monitor changes in his vocal patterns as well. A deepening tone of voice, speaking more softly so you need to lean in, or matching your speaking pace are all positive signals when clustered together. These subtle shifts in communication style, combined with consistent eye contact and decreased proximity, form a clear pattern of interest. Now, let us look at how to gauge the success of your observations. If you notice three or more of these signals occurring together, particularly as your interaction progresses, you have identified genuine interest. This understanding allows you to respond confidently, knowing your interpretation is based on solid behavioral evidence rather than wishful thinking. As we move forward, let us address some of the common challenges you might encounter when putting these observation skills into practice and how to navigate them effectively. While these observation techniques are powerful tools for understanding romantic interest, you might find yourself facing some common challenges as you put them into practice. One frequent obstacle is the tendency to overanalyze individual signals, causing you to second-guess your interpretations. The solution is to maintain focus on clusters of signals rather than isolated moments. When you notice yourself fixating on a single gesture, step back and observe the broader pattern of behavior. Anxiety can significantly impact your ability to remain present and observant during interactions. Your racing thoughts might make it difficult to focus on subtle nonverbal cues. Start by practicing these observation skills in low-pressure situations, such as coffee shops or casual social gatherings. This allows you to build confidence in your ability to read signals without the added pressure of romantic stakes. Cultural differences present another layer of complexity in interpreting nonverbal cues. What might signal interest in one culture could have different meanings in another. The key is to educate yourself about basic cultural variations in communication styles. Pay attention to your date's cultural background and adjust your interpretations accordingly. When in doubt, focus on changes in behavior rather than specific gestures. A particularly challenging obstacle is the tendency to project our hopes onto neutral signals. You might find yourself interpreting basic politeness as romantic interest because you are attracted to someone. Combat this by maintaining an objective observation checklist. Document the specific clusters of signals you notice and review them afterward with a more neutral perspective. The path to mastering these skills involves gradual progress. Begin with observing just one or two signal clusters during each interaction. As your confidence grows, Expand your awareness to include more subtle cues. Success comes not from perfect interpretation, but from consistent improvement in your observation skills. Each interaction becomes an opportunity to refine your understanding. Now, let us explore how to take these insights and transform them into lasting positive changes in your dating journey. The journey from uncertainty to mastery in reading nonverbal cues transforms your entire dating experience. By focusing on patterns rather than isolated signals, you gain a clear window into genuine romantic interest. The research confirms what you have likely sensed intuitively. The truth lies in the unspoken. Your path forward begins with observation in low-pressure social settings. Notice how people naturally interact, establish their baseline behaviors, and watch for meaningful shifts in body language and energy. These real-world practice sessions build your confidence without the pressure of romantic stakes. The key to accurate interpretation lies in looking for clusters of signals that tell a consistent story. When you see increased proximity, engaged eye contact, and mirror gestures occurring together, you have discovered a reliable pattern. This systematic approach removes the guesswork and anxiety from reading romantic interest. Your enhanced ability to read nonverbal cues gives you a profound advantage in dating. You will notice genuine interest earlier, avoid misinterpreting cultural differences, and maintain an objective perspective that serves you well. This skill set becomes your foundation for making confident choices about pursuing connections. This is Amanda Collins, because better awareness creates better love. Join our growing community at betterloveproject.com.